don't need to memorize right now anything. I'm going to put it parallel to Ibn. How many of you heard the name Abdallah? And the name Abdallah. 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 What's it? Allah.
In Arabic.
Slave. Allah is God. Abed, slave. Abdallah slave. Is the slave of God.
Yes.
What's the equivalent in Hebrew? The equivalent name of Abdallah in Hebrew is what? Was a prophet.
So is it? You can't.
The worker of God. The worshiper of God. As opposed to Abdallah, because Abed is a slave. Okay? Abed. Now, in Arabic, the Abdul, it's a variation of Abed. Okay. This means ha, Ebed, ha, hadi. Ebed haze, Ebed shel haze. The name of our star is Abdel Hadi. Ha'evet shel Hazay.
When you have Abed El, did you mean Abed?
This is in Arabic.
Oh, okay.
This is in Arabic. The name of our story is in Arabic. It's an Arabic name. Abdel Hadi, the slave of this. And I am going to ask you, what is that this? And who is the slave? And what is he slaving for? Okay? Our stories until now were very much with Judaism and core values of Judaism. Even the name Ovadiah in Hebrew is more about worshiping of God than other things. So what is Hadi? What is that thing that somebody is worshipping?
Hadi.
Okay? I'm going to give you vocabulary one chapter at a time. Say that? Mm-hmm. And the truth is that a lot of the vocabulary you already know from other contexts. It's just putting it now a little bit of variation on them.
What did you write there to the left of the ha, zeh?
Hazeh.
Hazeh, okay.
Okay. We sing, oh, se fele, oh, se fele. What's fele? Wonder.
Wonder.
You're looking up, Sydney. Yeah. Fele. It's a wonder. So we know it from our tefillah.
That's a noun.
What's melech? That's a noun. What's melech?
King.
King. What's a derech?
Way.
Derech ha-melech?
The way.
King's way. The way of the king, right? The highway. So when we were little, we always had a shortcut through the woods to go to school. And my mother would always tell me, you need to take derech ha-melech. Take the main road and not the shortcuts. No shortcuts. Derech HaMelech. Okay? Now, Zar, I'm going to put it under a noun just because it's a stranger. A variation of that is Ger. Ger, I eat Derech Zar. Stranger.
Stranger.
Okay.
What line are we on now?
Matara, we are here. In the vocabulary, you need to write it down.
151.
In your notebook.
Oh, 151.
Matara is a goal or an aim or a target. Matara is a target, but a goal to reach. Okay? We can talk about riflery and targeting. We can talk about archery and targeting, but we can also talk about academic targets, which are goals. Okay? Rov Ve is a rifle, and it's masculine.
That's got the hair in it.
Ma?
Some of the exceptions.
Gibor is a hero. Gibor, Gibora, Giborim, Giborot.
That's again another noun?
Well, it can be either or. Just like Zaken can be either or.
So it's a noun or an adjective?
It can be both. Seder? Mm-hmm. What do you do with a rifle?
Shoot.
And what does a teacher do in the classroom?
Teaches.
She shoots.
Teaches.
Yara. Yeah, but a different kind of shooting. Listen to this. Yara be. Okay? Is to shoot he shot. Which is he shot. Okay?
Shoot he?
He. It's Yod Reshei
right.
Okay?
Instead of et, you use bet?
Okay. Yara barove. Yara bamatara.
It's what you shoot with.
Harove, also as a tool, and also add something.
Oh.
Look. Harove, haish, yara barove, bamatara.
Oh, it's both for both.
Exactly. Yara be shot with a tool at the target. Okay? It's going to be those. Now, how many of you learned Maimonides or heard about Maimonides? He wrote a book, The Guide to the Perplex. Anybody knows what it's called?
In Hebrew?
It's the guide to the book.
In Hebrew. Moré Nebuchim. Moré, like a teacher.
Teacher, okay.
Comes from the same root as that.
Oh.
Moré is a teacher. Mm-hmm. But Moré Nebuchim is the guide to the perplex, right? It's, look how they chose to translate. Another from Maimonides' generation wrote a book called Yore de'a, shooter of knowledge. Another book of Yore de'a. These are all from Yod Resh Hei.
So Moray can be translated.
Well, this
as
is
guide. I mean,
of course, it's a participle, right? We didn't learn all the special binyanim, so when we are going to keep some more binyanim, you will see exactly where it is. But this one is easy. Yara yore. Fun. Hu yore achshav. Ve'ani etmol.
Er. Erati.
Ya.
Ya.
Kana. Sla kana.
Oh, etmol.
Etmol ani cha.
You learned how to do that, didn't you?
Kine. We had it before, Joseph's story. The brothers were very jealous. Kine be. Okay? You're jealous at someone. Okay? It could be envy of someone. But with another preposition, be careful. With another preposition is to be and le kane be is to be jealous of someone. Le kane le is to be religious in your belief in something, so that Not jealous, because jealous.
No, I said
zealous.
Zealous.
I think that would be when you would say it.
To be rigorous in your belief, to be
devoted.
Be fervent, passionate.
One, I'm trying to find the one part of the verb, the canele.
What is it to
when,
be?
Let's say that when a husband, a wife can be very protective of her husband, mecaneklo, okay? Or who mecanela.
It's like the jealous
except
God.
Except for admiring, what?
Jealous God, is that the word?
That's sort of a, I want to see, they did only kinebe. So when you use le, it's in a, for a belief, okay? Who kanaile de otav? When somebody is jealous for in his own beliefs, he believes strongly in his own beliefs. Okay? You're not jealous of someone. That's right.
Yeah.
The kanele Elohim. Elohim mekanele am Israel. Right? El, right?
How do you say jealousy?
Kin'ah. Jealousy is a noun. Kin'ah.
Kin'ah.
Kin'ah. And we saw the word sadeh in our Yechezkel. Sadeh is what?
Field.
And many?
Mm-hmm.
It's irregular. It's masculine, but the plural is sadot.
Sadot.
Huh? Hasadot shel hachita. Shel Boaz. Hasadot shel Boaz.
I still don't understand the difference between kine and
yesh lo oto yafe. Ani mekanet bo. I'm jealous of him for having a big car. Siblings are jealous of one another because of attention. But we are all are jealous to our God. We are following our beliefs religiously. We believe in our in a particular idea religiously. So a woman can be very jealous of her husband for her husband. Okay, to be jealous for an idea.
Can you say it? Make it
not on behalf.
Sentence?
On behalf is suggesting that
so
they are supposed to be jealous.
It's a more positive sense.
Well, it can be negative too. It depends on the situation, right? Because I don't think it's complimentary if any person who is being jealous of somebody is for someone, right? But you, it's a good thing to right.
Can
to
you
be
say
jealous for your opinions and jealous for your belief and jealous, right?
Can you say it in Hebrew, the jealous look? Give an example, like if the husband is, no, if someone
look,
is rigorous. In
when the rabbis had a big split, there was a split between the Kanaim and the Pushim. The Kanaim were so religious and they believed they were jealous to the belief of God.
How would you say that?
Kanaim v'hapushim.
I mean, just make a sentence with the la in Hebrew.
Hu mekanela.
Okay.
Hu mekanela, v'hi mekanet lo. V'anachnu mekanim le'Elohim. Anachnu mekanim le'deoteinu, le'deot shelanu.
So the decline of la did help you to figure out who you're jealous.
Right, remember that be is the physical everyday jealousy that everyone experiences every now and then, okay? Which we're told not to be jealous of anyone ever, right? So that's the jealousy be, okay? Yeled mekane be'achiv. Ze mekane beze. This one is jealous of one another, okay?
Which kane is the one?
The le is, has to do with an idea.
And it does it, you could say it that the object of the le is the thing that you're so attached to.
Exactly. The object is the one you're very attached to. It can be a boyfriend, a girlfriend, it can be a belief in God, it can be just an opinion that no one can convince you out of. Okay? All right.
We don't have it quite that way in English.
I'm sorry? Yeah, you don't have it in English,
no,
but in Hebrew you're going to see it in both, and the translation will vary slightly.
But when they say, I am a jealous God, that translation, is that
El Kana, El Kane. Oh, yeah. Not exactly. Adonai Mekane Le'am Israel.
Jealousy talks of the gods?
Well, he is jealous when they're following other gods. Elkanah. Okay. I didn't get many readings this week from... I got yours.
Oh. Readings? You
readings.
Mean journals?
People... No.
Voibles?
Oh. And you did one last week. Try to always read at least a few sentences without vowel.
A wave.
The paragraph.
And
paragraph.
It came. The MP3 came, right?
Yeah, fine. It,
the wave wouldn't go. The
yeah,
waves
too
take
too
two.
Big.
Okay. But I remembered how to do it.
Okay. Abdel Hadi, the slave of that. What is that, and what is who is slaving what? 147. I want you to have a picture in your head when I read this to you. Put a picture in your head, okay? Akfar Hakatan Shel Abdel Hadi Haya Beharei Yehuda. Abdel Hadi is the name of someone. Okay? היה בהרי יהודה. מסביב לכפר הערבי היו הרים גבוהים שסגרו את הכפר מעיני העולם. שנים היו עוברות ואדם זר לא היה בא אל הכפר כי הוא היה רחוק מדרך המלך. So what kind of an image do you have of this Arab village? Is it big or small?
Isolated.
It's isolated.
It's isolated, yeah.
It is
small.
It is small. And
off of the beaten path.
What is it?
Off of the beaten path.
Yeah, right. Okay. And in the mountains of Judea, guys. We're in the mountains of Judea. Mm-hmm. לא ידעו מה קורה בעולם. The nature of living far away. You do not know what's going on in the real world. בכפר הם דיברו וסיפרו על אברהים פחה, גיבור המלחמה. הזקנים היו מספרים על הגבורות של אברהים פחה, וכל ילד ונער היה חושב, היה יושב ולומד את הסיפורים. I want you to stop here. Think about a shtetl. And what do we use to tell our children in a shtetl or in a small village in the mountains? What kind of stories our kids used to hear?
Bible stories. Mm-hmm. The patriarchs.
Mm-hmm. Spiral up. And after that? Oraganuz is all collection of rabbi stories. Why do we tell rabbi stories?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why did they used to tell them all these stories?
Moral lessons.
Right, moral lessons. And the Arabs are doing it, there's moral lessons for, about whom?
Ibrahim.
Ibrahim who? Ibrahim Pecha.
Pecha.
Pecha, you know what Pecha is, right? Pesha.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
it's
our
just
Abraham,
a rank,
right?
Mm-hmm. In the Turkish army. Hmm?
Isn't that our Abraham? No,
no, no, this is someone.
So Ibrahim is Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
But I wonder, you know, you wonder, why Dafka Ibrahim? In the mm-hmm. story. Now, this is a story. This story itself that we're reading is a story that used to be told to the children in the Arab village in distant away, not near the city villages, right? Isolated environment. Who was me Ibrahim Pecha? Mi ze? Lama hu chashuv? Why is he chashuv? What was he?
Gibor.
Who gibor?
Mm-hmm.
Gibor shel ma?
Shel
milchama. We have one hero like that. Who is our hero of milchama? We have a heroic.
David.
King David. Who else? Judah Maccabi. Exactly. Gibor milchama. also stories about dedication. We told us. Hazkinim. Now look who is telling. Hazkinim. Hayum asaprim al agvurot shel Ibrahim Pecha. The elderly would tell these heroic stories about him. V'chol yelad v'na'ar haya yoshev v'lomed et ha'sipurim. Just like the Maccabees. And why are they doing it? I mean, these are just war stories. It's not like religious stories. It's not attached to the religion. It's not attached to some... It's literally about war stories. He went to the war, he won, yay. He went to this war, he won, yay. Like... another historic figure comes to mind. Like, can you imagine Napoleon? Mm-hmm. You know, and there, and the story is going back to France, and they hear only about the conqueror. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I will not say Hitler because I know it's part of that. So, for what purpose do they teach the kids?
Two reasons. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, two reasons. One, to give them confidence.
Okay.
And the other reason is to, because most likely it's they might not be completely literate.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Can you buy that?
That's fine. Yeah, I can buy that. They're
isolated.
They're okay. And what else? When you give one figure as a hero, what do you create?
You create cannon fodder.
Are you
implying
myth?
Role model.
A negative role model who loves wars. Yeah. And shoots people.
Dude, that's nice.
Beroche. Yeah, well, you know, wasn't it Excel? Yes, it said, El Chadash Tachat HaShemesh? There's nothing new under the heavens. Mm-hmm. Look what happens in Palestine today.
They are developing cannon fire.
Beroche HaMesaporim Haya Ha'av Shel Abdel Hadi. Shem Ha'av Haya Saliach. Look at that. What's the root of Saliach?
Slicha.
Okay. Berosh ha-mesaprim haya ha'av shel Abd al-Hadi. Shem ha'av haya Saliach. Hu haya chayal shel Ibrahim Pecha. Ve'halach ito limekomot rechokim. Ad Akko, ad Har Hermon, ve'afilu ad Damesek. So which wars are we talking about, my dear friend?
The 67 wars?
Oh, much younger.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, this is the Turkish.
The Ottomans.
Yeah. Ottoman Empire,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
World War I.
Ottomans. Mm-hmm.
Well, you could figure that out just by looking at the picture, but anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see, figures. We need to keep track of figures. Abd al-Hadi. We still don't know much about him, do we?
No.
We just know he is a kid of someone.
Mm-hmm.
Of whom?
Slicha.
Saliach.
Saliach.
Saliach means he's forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Actually. Now, Saliach was what? What do we know about Saliach?
He went to the big world.
He was a soldier with whom? Ibrahim. Pecha. Okay? Ve'Ibrahim Pecha Uma? Gibor Milchama. Im Ibrahim Pecha Gibor Milchama. Az Vesaliach Hu Chayal Shel Ibrahim Pecha. Ma Saliach?
Okay.
But we don't know. But Okay. And you will not assume that either?
Okay, I'll let him be one.
Well, maybe. Okay, maybe not.
What again does Abd al-Hadi?
Abd al-Hadi is a child.
No, but what does it mean again? Or it grows out of?
The slave of this.
The slave of this is what
and
it means.
And we're wondering
literally.
What is this?
Okay.
Is.
Okay.
Maybe he's going to be the slave of the stories. Maybe that will turn out to be, right?
But this is a name. I mean,
Abdul Hadi is a name. When he was born, that was the name that they gave him. Abdul Hadi.
Abdul.
Okay, and I need you to think about what this Hadi could be. This Hadi could be the stories, because all the kids are being taught all the stories, memorization and now everything else. They're probably going outside and they're playing war games, according to those stories. So, the head of the tellers is whom? His father, Saliah. Okay? And he was talking about faraway places, because where is their village?
Nowhere.
Behare Yehuda, though, right? In Jerusalem. In the Jerusalem mountains. And he's saying faraway places like Akko, Hermon, which is north of Israel, and Damascus, which is Syria. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. Saliach haya mesaper al hasusa shel Ibrahim Pecha, shehaita bechol hamilchamot. Okay? Afilu kadur echad lo pagaba, amar Saliach. Hasusa hazot haita pele. The Saliach haya mesaper gam al harove shel Ibrahim Pecha. Harove haze yara kadurim bli sof, with no end. Vehakadurim tamid pagu b'matara. They always hit the target. Hold on. What do we know about Ibrahim Pecha? What do we know about Ibrahim Pecha? So, Gibor Milchama, what did he have?
He had a horse.
Haita lo. Haita lo susa. Okay. What kind of a susa? Wondrous. Of wonder. So, susat pele. Susat pele. Why did they consider her a wondrous horse? Why?
Afilu kadur echad lo paga.
Nachon. Ki af kadur lo pagaba. No one bullet ever hurt her. Okay? Vema od hayalo? Rove pele. Why? Why was this rove pele? Tamid. Susat Pele, who was never hit by a bullet, and a magical weapon that always hit the target. גם לסליח היה רובה שהוא קיבל כשהיה חייל של אברהים פחה. סליח also had a weapon, a rifle, that he received when he was a soldier of אברהים פחה. היה אומר, גם הרובה שלי טוב כמו הרובה של אברהים פחה. He used to say, you see the long the compound structure, היה אומר, he used to say, סליח used to say, גם הרובה שלי, my rifle too, was good.
Now, does that construction mean both once in the past, or a few times in the past he said this, and also every day he said this?
Right.
It means either one?
No, in the past.
In the past, but every day...
Right.
Is it a continuous action in the past or
habitual.
Intermittent?
Yeah. Habitual. Yeah. It's a habitual action. He used to say, whenever he told a story, he always said, I also have a rifle, and my rifle was just as good as Ibrahim Pechel. Kol Anshei HaKfar, look at the construct forms. Kol Anshei HaKfar, Se'irim Uzkenim, Shamu et Sipurei Saliach. They heard the stories of Saliach. Aval, Kol Pa'am, Hayu HaSipurim, Kmo Chadashim. Magic. All these people, the young and old, hear these stories, but each time, these stories were like new stories. וגם Abdel Hadi, בנו של סליח, היה שומע וחולם על Ibrahim Pecha. So Abdel Hadi, the son of Saliach, used to hear the stories and dream of Ibrahim Pecha, his hero. Everybody wants to be Judah Maccabee. Fun? כאשר מת סליח, קיבל עבד אל-חדי את הרובה שלו. אוקיי? כל הצעירים קינאו בו, קינאו בו, were jealous of him, כי לא היה הרובה כמוהו בכל הכפרים. Why were they jealous of him? למה הם מקנאים, למה הילדים מקנאים בעבד אל-הדי? בגלל הרובה. בגלל הרובה. Because of? בגלל הרובה. כן. של סליח. כן. שהוא כמו, that it's like, שהוא כמו הרובה של עבד אל Ibrahim Pecha. Okay. Abd al-Hadi gadal lakach isha. Vehaita lo mishpacha. He grew up, he took a wife, he has a family. Aval kulam yad'u she'Abd al-Hadi ahav et harove shelo yoter mi'ishto, yoter mi'banav. Idealization. Let's see if this works. Saliach met, bye-bye. Nishara Rofesh. Okay? Abd al-Hadi mekabel et ha-Rofesh, Rofesh Pele. Okay? So now this is just stories, and he's getting this, and he loves this more than he loves anything else. Yes, lo isha. Do we know her? What her name?
No.
Yeladim. Do we know how many?
No. More than two.
Do we know? That's right.
Actually, would you they also say more than two?
More than one.
More than one. Okay.
Because it's not necessarily more than two. As soon as it's two, it's yeladim. Okay. טוב, כאשר מצליח, קיבל עבד אל-הדי את הרובה שלו, כל הצעירים קינאו בו, אבל הוא אוהב את הרובה יותר מאשתו, יותר מבניו. You see the synthetic forms, בנים שלו, אישה שלו. בשדות הכפר, construct form, guys, בשדות של הכפר, הייתה דבה, שדות fields. We had it in the Bible section. We read today, it's on the board. שדה is masculine, שדות. בשדות הכפר הייתה דבה וכולם פחדו ממנה. Now I want to say something about דבה. דבה in Hebrew is a fat bear. I mean in Arabic.
Fat bear, not
yeah,
hyena?
A bear. A hyena. They translate דבה is a bear. In the Judean mountain, we do have black bears.
So they translated it wrong.
I need to check with my sister.
A hyena is totally different than
a hyena is a different animal yeah. altogether. Absolutely. Hyenas are Africans.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, are there
African.
What? And yeah. Israel is Asia. So.
But they.
And we hyenas. Have tanim, we don't have hyenas.
Hyenas are also a group animal. We're not seeing them.
Right.
And they sit in their own pee.
Okay, so here is the bear. הייתה דבה וכולם פחדו ממנה. Okay, everybody was afraid of her. You see, ממנה. לפחוד מ. You see, the verb and the preposition. לפחוד מ. הרבה אנשים ירו בה. אבל לא פגעו בה. They found an enemy. They're in a small village. They found an enemy. בכפר סיפרו שהדבה היא לא חיה. הדבה היא רוח רעה. So now it's a bad spirit, like in the graveyard in the neighborhood, and not a real animal. אנשי הכפר פחדו לצאת בלילה. Just like when we live next to a graveyard, we're afraid to go out at night. So any predictions? If you know enough about the story, you can tell me the whole story. What? I didn't hear.
She got to say, to Vince out the honey, did you got to go out and take the gun to shoot the
hyena? The hyena.
The deba, the...
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And what will happen? It's a magical weapon. What will happen? It will kill the spirit, it will kill the deba. If it's a really good weapon, if it's a really good magical a weapon of wonder, it will. Let's see. Laila Echad, one night, Laila Echad, Abdel Hadi, Lakach Abdel Hadi, את הרובה שלו. By the way, you can see it's a translation from Arabic because the verb comes before the noun and it drives me crazy like when we call Hebrew. So, yeah. Arabic has the verb before the noun and it has to match. לילה אחד לקח אבדל הדי את הרובה ויצא עם חבריו לשדה. אבדל הדי took his rifle and went out with his friends to the field. יצא לשדה, יוצא ל... הדבה באה ואבדל הדי ירה כדור אחד והכדור פגע. אז ידעו כולם שהרובה של אבדל הדי הוא רובה פלא. We seem to go נורא תהילות עושה פלא. And they're saying it to their rifle. Okay? More vocabulary, guys, before we move on. Kavod is not a new thing for you. What's a kavod? Well, I've got it before now here. Kavod. Kevodo male male olam. I am a con kevodo.
Honor. Glory. Honor? Glory.
Honor, honor, honor. Respect. Honor, respect. Glory is defeated. Ke'ev, pain. It's a really good word because ke'ev, ha-ke'ev, ko'ev, ko'ev li ha-rosh, yesh li ke'ev rosh. Ko'evet li ha-beten, yesh li ke'ev beten. Ke'ev, pain. Nora. No, look at the biblical words that are in here that are meaningful to us. Gibor, Gvura, Gever, Nora, Derech HaMelech, Kavod. Okay? Or Mi Yam.
What does Nora mean again?
I'm sorry?
Gevurot.
Nora. Gibor is a hero.
And Nora.
Oh. Nora is awesome.
Okay.
But awesome, listen to this. In the Bible, in prayer, awesome is an amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nora is terrible in Hebrew. It's another word that has one meaning, which is very positive, and
awesome
it's
in the
opposite.
Bible.
We saw it three times today. Nora is another one of them. It comes from the root, Yod Resh Aleph, which comes from awe, awe of God, Yod Resh Shamayim, the awe of heaven.
Yeah, the fear of thing.
Right? All right. The next one is Oni. אונייה, האונייה של המדבר, זה הגמל. אבל במים גם יש אונייה. Is it almost too clock?
Yeah, it's too now.
It's too now? Okay. אונייה is a boat. אוניות are boats. שטויות. Nonsense. שטויות are nonsense. שוב is an adverb. שוב. One more time. Again. הקריב comes from קורבן. הקריב, sacrificed. קוף, רש, בית. חלה became sick. Okay? Not חלה, but חלה. Okay? Became sick. And from became sick, you have a noun called machala.
Sickness.
נכון, illness or sickness. Machala. The emek is a valley. Which word did we learn today earlier that was a valley? Bika'a. Emek is a valley. So now you know two words, bik'a from the text we've learned, and emek. Okay? I do not want you to read ahead. So from chapter 1 and 2, please reread, translate to yourselves. Read and translate to yourselves. I'm going to make this a note. Read, translate, six, only the first two sections. And I asked you to do 159, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And 160 you said already.
And 160 I did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those of you who didn't do 160, 161, I'm adding 161 today.
And do you want us to do it?
159. No, through. You're skipping 159.
No. So we're just doing 161?
160 and 161.
Do you want us to do verbs, verb analysis?
On 1 and 2, yeah, verb analysis. Read, record, and verb on the first two chapters. And 160, 161.
You don't want to do 159 because this is all about...
No, 159 I don't want you to do. Oh, wait a minute.
That's the painless.
Yeah. You did 159, 160, 161, 162, okay? And that should be enough.
Did you say 162 as well?
Yes, 159, 60, 61, 162. You read, record, and verb analyze chapter 6. The first two sections of the story.
Where is sacrifice? I'm trying to find it up there.
Lehakriv. Hikriv. You are exposed heavily to hikriv. So next time we'll do that.
The verbs from the story.
The verb from the first two parts of the story. Okay. And I'm telling you, I just gave homework and I didn't know. Oh,
here. Tell them this is homework.
Okay. Bevakasha, Shavua Tov. I will see you Shabbat Shalom too. Because